Hi, I'm Jay Shubrook Dio, professor in the primary care department at Touro University of California, and today's topic is the National Diabetes Prevention Program, What You Need to Know. So we all know about prediabetes in the United States. It's common, a third of Americans have prediabetes, and we know that about 11% per year will go on to develop type 2 diabetes if there's no intervention. 90% of the people with prediabetes don't know they have it, and this is important because there are no hallmark signs or symptoms. There's no way to let a patient know that they have prediabetes. People often misjudge their risk for diabetes. And we actually have very simple and affordable screening tests that we could be using. And why is it important to use them? Because 30% of people who get diagnosed with diabetes will have a complication on the day they're diagnosed. This is why it's important for us to be moving our efforts upstream. And we've had evidence for more than 10 years that we can delay or prevent type 2 diabetes. So what is that evidence? There are multiple studies that have shown that we're able to change the trajectory from prediabetes to diabetes type 2. The program we'll talk about today is the Diabetes Prevention Program. This is a large study of more than 3,000 people, well represented the population in the United States, and they were randomized to either metformin, routine care, or an intensive lifestyle intervention over the course of a year. And you can see here to the second column to the right that 1 year intervention reduced the relative risk to new onset type 2 diabetes by 58%. So that's a substantial reduction. Things that are even more important about this study is that those three interventions separated very quickly in time. So you can see within the first half of a year, the lifestyle intervention became substantially different than placebo and metformin by a year. And even over the course of the 4 years that they followed these people, they continue to have much lower rates of type 2 diabetes. Now, with any lifestyle intervention, it's hard to maintain, and often we think that it's not going to be as effective in our older adults. And this is just the opposite. You can see here, when you look at age, that those who are the oldest, greater than age 60, got the greatest benefit from the diabetes prevention program with a 71% reduction in new onset type 2 diabetes. And as I was mentioning before, lifestyle interventions are hard to maintain, and many people in the diabetes prevention program regain their weight. So by 10 years, their weight was very similar to the metformin arm, but they still had a 30% reduction in new onset type 2 diabetes. So this was then changed from a study to a community-based program supported by the CDC. The National Diabetes Prevention Program has three goals: a group intervention over the course of a year, 22 to 24 classes, and the goals are have participants lose 7% of their weight loss but at 1 year, increase physical activity minutes to 150 minutes at least per week, and a reduction in fat calories with the outcome of reducing new onset type 2 diabetes. And so this program has been implemented all over the country, and it is one that is available to your patients. It is largely supported by the Centers for Disease Control and other major organizations. Now, why it's going to become even more important for you is that starting in January 1st, 2018, this will be a mandated coverage benefit for all people with Medicare. So CMS now has written this into law that it should be available to all their participants. This can help you and it can help your patients. There are already many private insurances that cover it, and I'm from California, so California Medi-Cal will cover this next year. CalPERS and many private insurances actually cover it today. If you want to know more about the Diabetes Prevention Program, the curriculum is free and open to the public. You can go to the website and look at it. And you and or your patients can go to the above website and look and actually find a program close to you. And because this is something that they're going to be covered for, it's something that their patients are going to want, and it's something that can really help you in your practice. So I want to encourage you to go to the website and learn about the National Diabetes Prevention Program and how it can help you in your practice.